بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises and He says, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you're doing what the Creator wanted you to do. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us and He says, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and from Him He created His mate, and from them both He brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the ties, do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises and He says, O you who believe, once again, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as for what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us with al-Islam. And this is from the greatest mercies and ni'mas from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose us out of all of the people around us to be the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topics for today's khutbah is going to be a short reminder about making dua. Making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Calling upon our Creator. And the month of Ramadan, this is what it's for. It's for us to connect back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for us to reach back out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that we need, for whatever it is that we want, from this dunya and from the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna du'a'a huwa al-ibadah. Rasulullah said, verily, making du'a, making supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, that's the worship. That is the worship. When we raise our hands to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we call upon our Creator, this is us worshiping Him. So brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to us in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your Lord says, call upon me, and I will respond to you. This is what our Creator says to us. Call upon me, and I will respond to you. So Allah is telling us, make dua to me, so that I will respond to you. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He encourages His servants to call upon Him. And He guarantees that He will respond. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect for a moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us to call upon Him, and He guarantees that He will respond to us. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us this. This is not me or you saying, you know, call me and I'll get back to you. Call me and I'll be there for you. This is not us. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this. One of the poets that came before us, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hates not to be asked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates not to be asked, not to be called upon. And the sons of Adam, they hate to be asked. And is this not the truth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hates it when his servants don't call out to him. When his creation doesn't recognize him and calls out to him. And his creation, us, we hate to be asked. This is the truth. You ask a brother to help set up a table and he frowns up his face. You ask a brother, hey, can you give me a ride? You say, give speech up in the Allah. SubhanAllah, this is us. We hate to be asked to do stuff. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves it when his creation calls out to him. Alhamdulillah, that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ إِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ دَائِي إِذَا دَعَانِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah, and when my servants ask you about me, where am I? Tell them I am near. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah. Tell them I am near. And I respond to the dua of the person who calls out to me. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us. That He is near by His knowledge. Allah knows our states better than we do. And Allah is saying, tell my slaves, I respond to them when they call out to me. So brothers and sisters, make dua. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that everything in creation recognizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who responds to the dua. Everything in creation recognizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one they need to call to when they need anything in this dunya, when they need anything in this world. Everything in creation recognizes this. Even the shaitan. Even the shaitan. And subhanAllah, we should reflect upon this. In the Quran, in the story of Adam and Iblis, what was it that the shaitan did after he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah commanded him to make sujood and he refused. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, get down. You are from the accursed now. What did the shaitan do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. The shaitan, he just finished disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah just finished telling him about his punishment. And what did the shaitan do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the shaitan said, undid me illa yawmi yubathun. The shaitan said, oh Allah, please give me a little bit of time. Until the day when you raise them up. SubhanAllah. This is shaitan making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the shaitan? Kala innaka minal mundareen. Allah said, verily you are those who have been given time, who have been given respite. So Allah responded to the dua of the shaitan. Why? What is the wisdom in telling us about this? One of the wisdoms is to show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the dua of all of His creation. The sinners, the ones that are doing good. The believers, the disbelievers. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the dua of the shaitan, what about us? Why would we think that Allah would not respond to our dua? We're the people that worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're the people that are fasting during the month of Ramadan. We're the people that are standing up for Qiyamul Layl, Salatul Tarawih during the month of Ramadan. Why would we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not respond to whatever it is we ask Him for? Alhamdulillah that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, all of us, we're imperfect. All of us, we commit the sins. All of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because wallahi, if Allah answered the dua of the shaitan, it was to show us that we have hope. We have more hope than the shaitan. Brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful hadith that I want to share. Salman al-Farsi, radiallahu anhu, he said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna rabbakum tabaraka wa ta'ala hayyun kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily Allah, the exalted, the most honorable, He is shy and He is kareem, He is generous. Allah is shy and He is generous. يستحي من عبده إذا رفع يديه إليه أن يردهما صفرا. This is a beautiful hadith. Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is shy and He is generous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He becomes shy. He becomes shy from His slave. When His slave raises up his hands to Him and makes dua to Him, Allah is shy to let His slave return His hands back empty-handed. Allah is too shy, He's embarrassed for His slave to bring His hands back down empty-handed. In other words, that Allah doesn't respond to him, making dua to him. SubhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should reflect, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Halik. Al-Halik, He's the one who created everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's Al-Ghani. He is the one who is rich. He's rich. He owns everything. Everything belongs to Allah. Allah stands in need of no one and nothing. And everything stands in need of Al-Ghani. Everything stands in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's Al-Qahhar. Al-Qahhar. And this means the one who's the conqueror. The one who comes out victorious over everything and everyone. Allah is the one that prevails over everything and everyone. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that answers to no one. And everything and everyone answers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet and still, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is shy. He's shy from His creation. He's shy from His little mud and dirt creation. This is us. We're nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He created us, He's too shy for us to raise our hands to Him to not answer us. SubhanAllah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is too shy. He's embarrassed from us if we ask Him for something and He doesn't respond to us. Alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you might be struggling with. Whatever it is that you want from this world, whatever it is that you want from the next world, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember, when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also as-sami'. Allah is the all-hearer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir, the one who sees everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most important, is al-mujib. Al-mujib. Al-Mujib means the one who responds. The only one that responds to everything. The one who responds to the dua. The one who responds to the prayer. The one who responds to the people when they request anything. This is Al-Mujib. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah that this is our Rabb. Alhamdulillah that this is the one that we worship. So brothers and sisters, make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. And brothers and sisters, don't limit your expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't limit what you expect to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because maybe of what you think, maybe what you see the situation to be like, do not limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ. He said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَّ إِنَّ ذَنِّي أَبْدِي فِيَّ وَأَنَّ مَأَهُ إِذَا دَعَانِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am as my slave thinks that I am. I am as my slave thinks that I am. And I am with him when he calls out to me. So if we think, well, Allah can't possibly give me this, so I won't ask for that. SubhanAllah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we think, well, I'm such a miserable person, I can't ask for Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah, because Allah won't give that to me. SubhanAllah. We're limiting our expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we think, man, I've been involved in this haram for so many years, there's no way that Allah is going to turn this around for me like this. So I'm not even going to ask for that. Brothers and sisters, do not limit your expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kulli shayin qadir. Kulli shayin qadir. Allah is over all things able. Allah can do anything and everything. Allah can make what seems to be impossible, possible. Whatever it is that we're facing in life, whatever it is that we want, rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can deliver it to you. All you have to do is ask. And look at the stories of the prophets that came before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed their stories for us to learn, for us to realize. Look at Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Noah, when the waves were 1,000 foot tall, and he's in this little handmade boat, and everything else is flooded around him. Who would have thought that he would survive? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is easy for him. Look at Prophet Ibrahim when his people, they threw him into the fire. And his fire was so big, they had to catapult him into the fire. They couldn't even get close enough to push him in there. And who made the impossible possible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to the fire, be cool. And it was cool to Ibrahim. Subhanallah. Look at Prophet Musa when he was at the Red Sea and he's got Fir'aun behind him and there's nowhere to go. Who would have thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would split the sea like this? And it was nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Look at Prophet Isa when the people they came to get him, to kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them up through the heavens to him. Subhanallah, if that's not impossible, what is? And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then what is our dua compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already done? What is our little dua? Oh Allah, save me from the hellfire. Oh Allah, save me from this difficult situation. Oh Allah, please give me Jannah. What is this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What makes us think that Allah can't deliver this? So alhamdulillah that this is our Creator. Alhamdulillah that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah who opens the doors of dua to us during the month of Ramadan and outside of the month of Ramadan, so we can ask for whatever it is that we want from Him. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's already said that He will answer. He will answer the dua of the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَدُ اللَّهَ أَزَّ وَجَلْ بِدَعْوَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمٌ وَلَا قَطِيئَةُ رَحْمٍ. Rasulullah said that there's no Muslim who makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua that he makes, it doesn't involve any sin. And it doesn't involve cutting the family ties. But it can be anything other than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِخْدَى ثَلَاثِ خِسَالٍ. He said, there's no Muslim that makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it doesn't involve any sin, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him one of three things. You make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will guarantee you one of three things. Imma an yu'ajjillahu da'watahu. Either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond right then and there, and give this person whatever it is that he asked for. Wa imma an yada'khiraha lahu fil ukhra. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save his dua until a later time. And then Allah will give him. Then Allah will respond to his dua. So either you get it right then, or you get it later. And the third thing that might happen is, وَإِمَّا أَنْ يُصْرِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from him, or hold back from him, an equal amount of some kind of hardship or calamity. So it may be that we ask Allah for something and Allah knows what we don't know. Allah is al-Hakim. Allah knows what we don't know. It may be that we're asking for something that's not good for us. So perhaps Allah will not give us that, but instead, He'll hold back some kind of calamity from us. He'll hold back something that's going to harm us. SubhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any way you slice it, we win. Any way you slice it, you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will deliver and you will win. Alhamdulillah. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsani ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to making dua, look to the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon occasion, someone came to Aisha radiallahu anha and they said, Ya Aisha, what was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make most frequently? What was that supplication, that dua that Rasulullah would make often? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah said, رَبَّنَا أَتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَالْفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is the dua that all of us know. Oh Allah, give me the good in this life, and give me the good in the hereafter, and save me from the hellfire. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa used to make most often. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, he broke his dua up into three parts. One part for this dunya, whatever you want from this dunya, and the other two parts for the hereafter. So this should be our dua. Brothers and sisters, don't be from the people that only ask Allah for the dunya, for the dunya, for the dunya. Why? Because that's what shaitan did. What did he ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? He said, oh Allah, just give me some more time in this dunya. That's what shaitan asked for. Don't be just concerned with the dunya. Be concerned with the dunya and the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, if you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't see your dua being answered, do not become impatient. Do not become hasty. Do not give up on making that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yustajabu ahadikum malam yajal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the supplication of the person that makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be answered unless he becomes hasty, unless he becomes impatient. And so the Sahaba, they say, Ya Rasulullah, what does that mean, unless he becomes hasty? What does that mean? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Yaqul, the person, he will say, Da'watu falam yustajibli. This person, he will say, I made dua to Allah and he didn't answer me. And so he gives up. So he stops asking. Brothers and sisters, keep on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves it when his servants, they cry out to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves it when we turn to him and we keep asking and asking and asking. Allah loves this. So don't give up on your dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on making the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because know that if Allah doesn't give it to you now, he's going to give it to you later. And if Allah doesn't give it to you later, then he's holding back something even worse from you. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan, it's a special time for us to make dua. A special time for us to make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Thalathun la turaddu da'watuhum. Rasulullah said there are three people who their dua will not be rejected. Three people who if they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will answer them. He will not reject their dua. The first one, Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just ruler. If a just ruler raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua and will answer it. Number two, Wasa'imu hatta yuftir. And this is the one that applies to us. Rasulullah said that the fasting person, his dua is accepted. His dua will never be rejected until he breaks his fast. So as long as you're fasting, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, think about this. You're fasting for the sake of the Creator. You're fasting in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would he not answer you? Rasulullah is saying that dua will not be rejected. Allah will accept that dua. So brothers and sisters, during the month of Ramadan, as long as you're fasting, keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that you want. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the month of Ramadan. Ask Allah to save us from the hellfire. Ask Allah to give us jannatul firdaus. Ask Allah to wipe away all our sins, all the bad things that we've done. Keep making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Because Rasulullah said that dua will be accepted by Allah. May Allah accept all of our dua. And finally, the third person who dua will not be rejected, wadawatul madlum, the oppressed person. The person who's been oppressed, who's been deprived of his rights. That person, when he raises his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will respond to that person. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never oppress us, and he will not stand for anybody to oppress anybody else. So if you've been oppressed, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, as I said, this is the month of Ramadan. This is the month of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever it is that you want. For whatever it is that you might be struggling with. Whatever sins might be on your back that you can't get them away from you. This is the month to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. If we're trying to make a change in our life, this is the month to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. If we want a wife, if we want a husband, this is the month to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. If we want to be saved from the hellfire, and all of us do, this is the month to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very important that you have yaqeen, that you have certainty in your mind and in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can deliver whatever it is that you're asking for. Have that confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will respond to you, because he's already promised in the Quran. He said, call upon me and I will respond to you. So alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, who's opened the month of Ramadan for us. Alhamdulillah, who's opened the doors of dua to us. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us all from the hellfire. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all Jannat al-Firdaus, the highest place in Jannah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us always from the people